pitch to the Center Circle studio. Tim Van Horn goes studs up into the soccer world where no one is safe. The 18-yard box is wall-free. This is My Three Subs Podcast, a soccer odyssey with your manager, Tim Van Horn.
Welcome to this week's episode of My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey podcast. I'm Tim Van Horn. My tag team partner, Brody Scott's coming along in just a moment. He's got words with Memphis 901 FC head coach Ben Pearman. He talks about last week's 1-0 win over Birmingham Legion and looks ahead to this week's match against Indy 11. Stick around because I'll also talk with the USL Championship's reigning player of the week, goalkeeper Kyle Morton of Memphis 901 FC. He might be brand new to the team, but he is definitely not new to this podcast. We'll check in with him and get his thoughts on how he has settled in and look ahead also to that big match against Indy 11. Brody Scott, I'm sorry. Just doing my England Euro finals impersonation. Brody Scott and I are standing in the hall. We're raring to go. Shin guards on and out we go. It's time for this week's episode of My Three Subs.
We'll be back with today's kickoff from the Center Circle Studios. This is My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey.
I love talking soccer, but I also love talking about real estate, too. And people ask me about both a lot. And one of the big questions I get in real estate is, how's the housing market? The housing market looks great. And really, it all comes down to, when is the time right for you? If you're ready to make your move, give me a call. Tim Van Horn at Cry Like Realtors. 901-756-8900 is my office number. Brody, can I give him my cell number? Oh, I can? Okay. 901-262-5000. That's my cell phone. You can also go to my website, timvanhorn.com. I can help you with your move around the block, around the city, around the state, and even around the world, too. I have a network of relocation certified agents just ready to help you. They are dying for your business, and I can put you in touch with those. All it takes is pick up the phone, give me a call. 901-756-8900. That's my office number. You can call me at my cell, 901-262-5000. Or just go online. Check me out at timvanhorn.com. That's timvanhorn.com with Cry Like Realtors.
This is My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey. We're underway from the Center Circle Studios.
Welcome back to the podcast. It was short notice. Late last week, it was publicized that Memphis 901 FC picked up former St. Louis FC goalkeeper Kyle Morton, who had been with the Houston Dynamo this season. And we thought, okay, well, he's coming in, but when will he actually be in a uniform? Well, sure enough, he was kitted out on Saturday, picked up a 1-0 win against Birmingham Legion, and we asked him what it was like to get right into the thick of things.
Yeah, it felt great. Coming in a couple days before and working with the boys, and everything on the field just kind of came together, and everybody defended really well and made my life a little bit easier.
The win was a nice pickup for Morton and for the entire team. The question was, how was it integrating so quickly from the time you got to work out with the team until the final whistle blew on Saturday night?
Pretty well. I think it's always tough to have only a couple days with each other, but I think every day it's improving and just trying to get better every day.
Just a couple of days together before match day. So the question, of course, naturally was going to be, how was your week? When did you know that you were coming to the team? It sounds like it had the makings of a very whirlwind week for Kyle Morton.
Yeah, so I probably knew Monday afternoon that I was coming in, and then paperwork and everything on Tuesday, fly out Tuesday night. Well, actually, I think it was Wednesday night I flew out, but just kind of getting everything done in Houston and coming in and train Thursday, Friday. So everything was kind of hectic, 24, 36 hours, but that's the life of an athlete. Just something you kind of got to deal with.
Coming from Houston Dynamo, he was a goalkeeper who had to be ready at a moment's notice. So he was asked about making the transition from having to be the guy ready to go to being the guy and starting again in the USL Championship.
I've had the luxury of being in the USL for 4 years and being a number one. So the transition, I kind of knew what to expect and what the game was going to be like. And yeah, Tuesday night, I got the film from Birmingham and started to study it and kind of just getting prepared. But yeah, it was nice just getting the game in and getting a win.
Kyle is coming into a situation where there are some former St. Louis FC alumni here like himself. Plus, he's very familiar with Memphis 901 FC. And on top of that, he is very familiar with our future opponents. So I asked him if that familiarity, those many degrees of familiarity, actually helped settle him in a little bit quicker and ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I think it's very settling knowing Kadeem and I know Skyler and just playing against the other guys around the league for years. And it's settling just having connections with the guys. And like you said, playing against teams like Indy and Birmingham before and knowing kind of what they're about, it makes life a little bit easier.
It's no secret around the league that Kyle is one of the top goalkeepers in the USL Championship. And he probably could have had the pick of the litter on openings around the league. So my question to him was, why specifically Memphis?
I think it was just a good opportunity and talking to Ben and what he was about and what their plan was. It just kind of fit what I was looking for. And I know they're all about winning here. And I know a couple of the results didn't go their way early in the season, but always kind of keeping an eye on the USL and knew they had a lot of potential and I thought it was a good fit.
This isn't Kyle's first rodeo with AutoZone Park. He's been here as an opponent a few times. In just a few weeks, he'll get to experience it as the home team's goalkeeper. So I asked him, what does he remember about the Memphis fans?
They're loud. I remember the drums in the back, and it's very tough to communicate and always a good atmosphere when we come here. Even with the COVID season last year, I don't know how many fans were there, but it was still loud and still exciting.
One of the most prepared sports broadcasters in all the land, Pete Pranica, was at the field today, and he had questions too. And his question was to Kyle Morton about what Kyle Morton thinks about Kyle Morton.
I think I have a good presence. I think my communication is very good, and I don't think people realize that until they're kind of playing with you or with me, because it's kind of loud in the stadium, so they can't understand that. But I feel like with crossing, I'm very aggressive and helping out the back line, and I feel like with my communication, I kind of put the defense in situations where the saves are a little bit easier from angles and things like that.
Hammer, nail. Wait, no, that's Pete's thing. My bad. Let's move on. Let's talk about Indy 11. Kyle's seen them more than a few times. What does he think it's going to take to grab those 3 points up in Indy this weekend?
Yeah, I know that guys have beaten them there this year, and I think we just have a good game plan and have to be defensively solid and take our chances when they come. It's always tough to get 3 points away from home, and everybody just has a responsibility, and if we do our responsibilities, then we'll probably get a win.
And that's going to do it for Kyle Morton. No, wait. There is one more question for Kyle. Last season, Memphis 901 FC was playing his St. Louis FC when Mark Segbers was bowled over and earned a penalty kick. Brandon Allen, the Brandalorian, was ready to step up and bury the penalty kick. But I noticed when working the game with Pete Pranica, I looked at the monitor and Kyle Morton was chirping something at Brandon Allen before the penalty kick. Brandon stepped up, took the kick. Kyle Morton saved it. He guessed the right direction and play continued. So I asked Kyle Morton, what exactly did you say to the Brandalorian?
I won't repeat many of those things, but just trying to get in the striker's head is always a good thing. And it worked that time. So.
And this time, that will do it for Kyle Morton this week. Congratulations on being named the Player of the Week in the USL Championship. And on a happy side note, congratulations to Brandon Allen, who is now a member of the Oakland Roots over in the Western Conference. He's always been a friend of the podcast, and we wish him nothing but the best at his new club in Oakland. That's going to do it from here. Brody Scott's going to wrap things up when we come back on My Three Subs.
And that takes us to the half. More next on My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey.
Hey, it's Tim. Just reminding you, this podcast is now powered by Podcave, the complete toolkit for podcasters. Brody and I want all of our time going into making the podcast as entertaining and as interesting as possible for you. So that's why we ditched our old services, made the switch over to Podcave. This is the complete podcast management, combining all the tools we need to make the best shows we can, to make them available on all the platforms you use, and to always stay connected with you. Podcave provides unlimited audio storage, so all our episodes, new and the old ones, are always available whenever you want them. And our website, it's included and built into Podcave, so you always have a place to find us. It's that easy. Music and soundscapes we use on the show are professionally made and fully licensed by Podcave. We get email and text management tools to stay in touch with you, guest booking tools, episode planning tools. Podcave even includes customizable news feeds so that we can stay on top of the latest headlines with Podcave. It's all in one place, and it's all inclusive for just $49 a month. That's right, $49 a month. Podcave, the complete toolkit for podcasters. Save time and money with your first or next podcast. Don't be afraid. Give it a try. Use Podcave. That's podcave.com. That's P-O-D-C-A-V-E, podcave.com.
There's the whistle. Go, go, go. Second half, My Three Subs action from the Center Circle Studios.
Welcome back to the second half of My Three Subs, a Soccer Odyssey podcast. My name is Brody Scott, and before we take a look ahead at Memphis 901 FC versus Indy 11, let's take a look back at the big win against division rivals Birmingham Legion. We sat down with Coach Ben Pierman and chatted about the big victory against division leaders.
Yeah, it was good. One of our better performances, obviously. Kind of had to hold on the last 8 to 10 minutes, but you know, the first 53 minutes was very shifted our way. You know, on the road, possession the first half was like 54-46. Shots were even, corners, stuff like that. So our defensive pressure was a little higher to start each half. That was very good. Our ball retention once we went up 1-0 has to improve, but you know, it's a little bit natural in our sport when you go up. But obviously the result was what I thought was deserved, and the boys rewarded themselves. They've worked very hard. You know, we felt hard done by the weekend before, and some of the previous results we had played really well and really hard and very aggressive in our attack, and had nothing to show for it. So I think things like this solidify what we're doing. We're constantly getting better. You guys have been around it since April, where we're just constantly talk about improvements and getting better and better. And I think we're seeing some of that, and hopefully we can keep pushing on the results.
It did very much feel like a finally moment, especially for Memphis 901 FC fans. And it couldn't have been easy, especially with all the changes in the back line for Memphis 901 FC. Coach Ben Pierman talks about what that clean sheet meant to the team.
Yeah, that's, look, we've had a lot of nearly games. You know, Atlanta, we concede two goals without even really giving up many chances at all. You know, and then we're close on some other things, and to kind of have the complete performance, it's not just the guys in the back line and the goalkeeper, it's the guys, maybe the subs who didn't play, the guys who spar in training, the guys that come on. But for our mental psyche, it's huge to, you know, we did kind of hang on the last 5-8 minutes there. And that's part of it. They're the number one team in the division for a reason, you know. So they're good. We're getting a lot better. It was very good for us to step up and finish it and finalize it out, to see it out for all 90 plus minutes.
I mentioned all the changes happening in the back line, and one of the biggest changes just so happens to be from Kyle Morton, who Tim Van Horn just sat down with again to chat with him on the podcast. But Ben Pierman had something to say about the USL Player of the Week. And here's what he had to say about the newly acquired keeper.
Yeah, Kyle obviously played against these guys a ton last year, Indy, Sporting, etc. So, look, we've had injuries, we've had some things happen here and there, but he's been excellent, stepping right in. He's courageous. He's a leader. That group of goalkeepers, they're very, very fine young men that work their tails off. There aren't harder workers in this league. So, whoever's called upon will be ready. Whoever's called upon will be supporting the teammate. We want them to continue to have a presence guiding and leading this group. So it's always good knowing the USL. It's always good knowing your opponent. But we'll be ready. We'll be ready from that position, anybody who plays and anybody we play against.
And that hard work is going to be a must, as it feels like 901 FC is stepping into another bit of a gauntlet, as we'll say, taking on Birmingham last week and now facing another division leader in Indy 11 again for the second time, of course, getting the result the first time. But can lightning strike twice? Coach Ben Pierman had this to say about the second meeting with Indy.
Well, you know, they've had the coaching change, so they've completely changed their shape. They've changed a little bit of their style. And I think that they've done all right in a couple of their games. You know, they instantly won at Sporting, then they get a tough tie at Louisville, as we know how hard that can be. And then since then, they're okay on some moments, and then they're really good on some moments. Like I said, their goals right now are coming from their organized press. So for us, in evaluating and analyzing them, is we have to be thorough. We have to get off of our marks in midfield. We have to have our progressions going forward. We have to break lines. And then if they get their press really well organized and we have to turn them around, we have to be excited about taking space and getting to knockdowns in midfield.
So Memphis 901 FC has a game plan. That's a safe bet when you listen to Coach Ben Pearman. It will not be easy, as Indy 11 is going home, looking to turn its fortunes around at the mic. It will be a little harder for Indy 11, as they will be without one of the USL Championship standout defenders, Neville Hackshaw. He will be course representing Trinidad and Tobago at the 2021 CONCACAF Gold Cup. We have players out too for that too, so it's not like it's a good excuse to lose by any stretch of the imagination, but they will be looking at turning around their kind of slide here in the USL and in the standings. In extra time, we'll take a look at what's happening around the world with soccer, especially with the Olympics kicking off and that Euro 2021 final. We've got to talk about it. Just a second, because, well, that's all it took.
More next on My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey.
The heart of Memphis has always been full of song. Every walk of life represented in the way Memphians know best. From the established to the current to the rising stars, hear their story and their music on the Memphis Reverb podcast on your favorite podcast provider. Just search Memphis Reverb.
This is My Three Subs, a soccer odyssey. And we have added time to the podcast.
A little bit of added time, and not too much added time, as everything was kind of handled there in the body of work. But we have to talk about the Euro 2020 final, and that was the nail biter for PKs, coming down to PKs for Italy and England, not going the way of the home club. A lot of people are saying it was a choke moment. There's been quite the spectacle when it comes to the substitutions when those happened and putting cold players in the PK situation. Listen, you can say what it is. It's a done deal now. Okay, guys, it's over. It's done. There is nothing more to be said about it other than try again next year. It is what it is. As far as a look ahead at the Olympics, the U.S. men's national team, there's apparently some concern, we'll say, as if the team is ready or not. Well, I'm sorry to say, guys, but it's a little late to question that, as the Olympics are kicking off next week. The U.S. women's national team, however, is looking at making some very strong changes to preserve that gold medal that they have won so many times before. They looked very dominant in their friendlies leading up to the Olympics, so very excited about that. But we'll keep you updated with all those happenings. Until then, Tim Van Horn will be on the call this Saturday night. You can watch him and Pete Pranica on the call on the CW30 Memphis, or you can catch it on the app. ESPN Plus is streaming it live. But it's happening Saturday, 7 o'clock from the Mick in Indy. And it should be a very interesting one, as both clubs, one looking to preserve the win and maybe get a streak going, the other looking to curb the slide. So very interesting situation happening in Indy 11 this Saturday night, and I, for one, am excited. Until next time, you can follow us and keep up to date with everything happening that we're doing by following us on Facebook and Twitter at My Three Subs Podcast and My Three Subs Soccer Pod on Instagram. Until next time, for Tim Van Horn, I am Brody Scott, and that's game.
There's the whistle. Thank you for listening. Check out more My Three Subs podcast, a soccer odyssey.
This is a Brody Scott production.
That's you, Daddy.